Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
You're listening to Warn Radio, Into the Night, with the Watchman, Dana Smith. Let the Watchman declare what he sees, Isaiah 21:6. This is Warn Radio, prophecy, news, segments, interviews, declaring warnings and repentance to the church, to America, and to the world. For the Lord Jesus Christ is coming, Messiah Yeshua, Son of God, Lord of Lords, and King of Kings. Watchmen, what of the night? 21:11, Isaiah. John 9:4, the night cometh when no man can work. Romans 13:12, the night is far spent. 1 Thessalonians 5:2, the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. 1 Thessalonians 5:5, we are not of the night nor of the darkness. Welcome to Warn Radio.
Greetings. Welcome. This is Warn Radio, Into the Night. My name is Dana Smith. I'm the Watchman. Now, before we go on, I want to urge you to get a pencil or a pen. Get you a piece of paper. You'll want to jot down notes and take contact info and any number of things. Now, this is a ministry and an outreach of the WIBR, which is the Watchman Institute for Biblical Research. Now, if you need more information, you can contact us through any one of our websites, ddayforamerica.com, wingswatchman.org, or warn-usa.com. You can also email us, watchman at wingswatchman.org. If you want to snail mail us, from anywhere in the world, just put it WIBR, P.O. Box 280 in Mills, Wyoming, 82644, USA. Now this is a whole segment full of interviews that we've been doing. I call it In the Midst of It. Hot topics and authors. We bring you truth, revelation, information. These are authors that have delved into research that you probably have not delved into. Now, we are talking today with Dr. Patrick Herron. He was born in Dublin, Ireland in 1952, and in 1976 he had a Saul on the Road to Damascus type of epiphany, which began his Christian walk. Then in 1995 he began studying end times prophecy. And we're going to talk with him today about Apocalypse Soon from Anomalous Publishing. We'll also be touching on one of his other books and many of his other research and stuff that he does do. So, Patrick, are you there?
I sure am, Dana. Nice to talk to you, and greetings to all your listeners from the Emerald Isle.
Well, we are glad to have you on here. This technology, I'll tell you, it just thrills me to death that we can do this around the world. And, you know, we literally have on our website just people from all over the world that comes in. And the greatest thing of it is once we broadcast this throughout North America, this thing goes into our archives and podcasts, and people from all over the world, literally from China, North Korea, you know, South America, you know, everywhere, even up in your country and over in Europe, download those programs. So it just amazes me.
Yeah, it's fantastic that we can use this technology to move the Word of God. And it's really exciting. You're over in Wyoming. I'm here in Ireland. And it's as if we're next door to one another.
Yes, it is. You know, and you know, the thing of it is, I hear a lot of people, and they get into prophecy, and they say that, you know, the Internet is the devil's web. Well, you know, the whole world is covered in the darkness of the enemy. But the thing of it is that there's a whole portion of the Internet that people, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, has staked out and said, this belongs to him. And, you know, I thank God that we were able to stake out, you know, a number of years ago, you know, territory. And we said, this is the Lord's, and this is going forth. And I'm so glad that you're part of that with us today. You know, you've had a lot of remarkable outreach, you know, in your storied history. I've known of it long before I talked to you. And one of the things I noticed that you were part of the Grizzly Adams Productions. And how did that go with Grizzly Adams? And
well, it went fantastic, Dana. My book that is related to the Grizzly Adams Productions is The Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse, which is all about the fallen angels and how the Great Pyramid of Giza fits in with the Book of Revelation and a prophecy mentioned in the end of the Book of Revelation. We'll get to that later on. But Charles Sellier is the man who heads up Grizzly Adams Productions, and they make TV specials and documentaries, family-based, and he's done many on the Bible, on Noah's Ark, and on Solomon and David, and stuff like this. Mysteries of the Bible is a famous one he did. And his clients, his customers, wanted him to do a show on the apocalypse and on the end times. And he agreed to do that, but he didn't know what to base it on. And just about that time, my book landed on his desk. And at the same time that he was reading my book, his vice president, unbeknownst to him, was contacting me and saying, we're very interested in your book and possibly doing a documentary based on it. So to make a long story short, I agreed. I became the executive producer, and they produced two DVDs. One is for the Christian market. It's called End Times, How Close Are We? And one they made for the secular market, which is called Apocalypse and the End Times. And both of them are very, very good. They're 60 minutes long. I appear in them briefly, talking about my book and about the Nephilim and the Great Pyramid. And then there's a bonus section in each of them, which is another 60 minutes long. And I get a whole half an hour in there speaking about my topic. So it's fantastic. It's been on dozens of TV stations in America. Very, very well received. The DVD is now available in Barnes & Noble and Borders and Walmart, places like that. Very high-tech, very cutting-edge, very skillfully done, very professional, with very, very good hosts. And they talk about different aspects of prophecy and a lot of the stuff that's happening in the world today with regard to the weather and war and climate change. And they tie all that in with the prophecies of the Bible. So for people who prefer to watch something rather than read a book, then those Grizzly Adams DVDs are available. So it's been fantastic, Dana. God has opened fantastic doors of utterance for me to speak about my topic and this book, and it's had fantastic response from America. It was number one in the prophecy section of Amazon Books for almost 2 years. This is the Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse, and I've had fantastic response. And though I say it myself, it's an absolutely incredible book. It's very radical, and I would just like to give thanks to God for allowing me, a sinner, to pen such a book. And many people have been blessed by it. It's written with the secular non-Christian in mind, and it's all my books are designed to lead people to Romans 10:9-10 at the end, and to the opportunity of salvation. So many believers and Christians have read this book. It's what I would call steak or meat, and then they read it and they give it away, and people can get blessed and get saved by it. So that's it in a nutshell.
Well, you know, there's no doubt about it that you know, when we look at everything, stuff just literally happens almost like an hour to hour basis. You know, I get a lot of tips in from viewers and people who stop by, and one of the recent ones was from a rabbi in Jerusalem speaking of this Temple Mount desecration that the Muslims are trying to do over there, and that's really coming up. And there's no doubt about it, in your stuff that you've researched, you know, how often do you run across Israel in your research and the Nephilim and everything else that you're doing?
Well, I mean, Israel is the center of everything. I mean, that's the whole key to the whole end times prophecy situation, and in my opinion. When people ask what are the signs of the end times, of course, you can list off what Jesus Christ said in Matthew 24. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, earthquakes, diseases, immorality, lawlessness, corruption in high places, people's love growing cold, all that type of stuff, the wind and the sea raging, nations in perplexity and anxiety at the roaring and tossing of the sea, which of course we're seeing again at the moment. But people will always say, ah, well, we've always had wars, famines, earthquakes, diseases. But one of the main signs is with regard to Israel and the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. There were many, many, many scores of prophecies, in fact, that said the Jews would be kicked out of Palestine and Israel, that they would be scattered to the four corners of the world, and that everywhere they would go, they would be persecuted and tormented and hated of all nations. And in 70 AD, of course, Titus, a Roman general, went in to put down an insurrection in Jerusalem. He slaughtered about 1 million Jews. The rest were scattered to the four corners of the world, hence the wandering Jew. Everywhere that people have gone, they've been persecuted and despised and hated. And that culminated in the Holocaust in Germany in the Second World War, when millions of them were murdered. But there's many, many, many other prophecies, dozens of prophecies, that said that in the last days, in the last generation, that God would regather his people and establish them in Palestine and Israel again, and that he would do this as a sign to the rest of the world that we were in the last generation, the last throw of the dice. And in fact, in one prophecy it said that they would become a nation in one day. And that happened in 1948, I believe it was, on the 11th of May, I think, when in one day the United Kingdom proposed, that a UN proposal, that Israel be given their nation statehood again, and it was sanctioned by the United States, and literally they became a nation in one day, just as the prophecy said. So now Israel is the center of the world. World peace is contingent upon what happens in that neck of the woods between the Jews and the Arabs. And so everything we see there, when we switch on our television in the evening and we see trouble there between Hamas and other Palestinians and Israel and Lebanon and Iraq and Iran and the whole thing, we are looking at that prophecy coming to pass. We are that generation. We are in the throes of the last days. And every day that goes by, Dana, I believe, is a day nearer the reappearance, the revealing of Jesus Christ again and the gathering together of the saints. So Israel is right in the middle of the whole thing. And it's interesting and amazing to watch. And as you say, things are happening on an hourly basis almost. And again, that's exactly what Jesus Christ said. He said it would be like a woman in travail, a woman in labor pains. And of course, any woman who's had a child knows that the closer you get to the delivery date, the more harder and stronger and intense the pain becomes, and the closer together you get the contractions until, you know, that there's a birth. And of course, we're going to have a bloody rebirth on this earth with the apocalypse, and it'll be reborn into paradise regained and the millennial reign of Christ. And the other thing he said too, he said it would be like the days of Noah. These last days would be like the days of Noah. And of course, that's going to happen again in the apocalypse time, I believe, with what I call the return of the Nephilim. I've actually done a DVD, which I have on my website, called The Return of the Nephilim, because I believe that these fallen angels, these fallen spirit men, the evil angels, evil spirit men that rebelled with Lucifer and with Satan and tried to usurp the throne of God in a military coup thousands and thousands of years ago, were told in Revelation 12 that they are going to be revealed on the earth again. We're told that they're going to get the boot out of heaven in a future war. And it says in Revelation 6, in fact, that they're going to fall to earth like figs falling from a fig tree, shaken by a mighty wind. And around that same time, according to Revelation chapter 9, the fallen angels that were on the earth prior to the flood of Noah, and who caused the sin and evil and violence in the days of Noah, they are locked up in this subterranean prison, which is called in Scripture the bottomless pit. It's called the abyss. It's called the deep. And once in the Epistle of Peter, it's called Tartarus or Tartarus.
Yeah, it is.
And they're going to be revealed. They're going to be let loose from that again, once again, according to Revelation, onto the earth. And we're even given the name of the king, who our ruler over those fallen angels, those Nephilim, and he goes on to become the Antichrist. He's called the Beast from the Abyss, and his name is given in Revelation chapter 9 as Abaddon, or Abaddon in Hebrew, and in Greek his name is Apollyon, A-P-O-L-L-Y-O-N, and of course Apollyon is nothing more than how the Greeks spell Apollo. And as you know, Dana, Apollo was one of the main leaders of the original pantheon of Greek gods, along with Mars, Saturn, Neptune, Poseidon, Zeus, etc., etc. And this is who these gods were. So the Nephilim are coming back, and I believe the apocalypse is very close.
Now, Revelation 6, I think it was, no, that's not it. When we're talking about, the entities that are coming out of the earth, okay, now,
yes.
Do you believe that those right there are these entities, the Nephilim that are coming back?
Absolutely. Well, let's start at the beginning, Dana, because I was jumping ahead of myself there a little bit. I apologize for that. If you go back to Genesis chapter 6, it's the first mention of the Nephilim, where it says in Genesis 6:4, there were Nephilim in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men.
It's good that we put that in there, and we do bring up Genesis 6 a lot over the course, so people should be familiar with it. But in case they're not, that's Genesis, the 6th chapter. Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
And in verse 4. And it, of course, it reads in the King James Version, there were giants in the earth. Now, they put in the word giants because they didn't know what Nephilim were. The actual Hebrew word for giants is gibbor, which is a different word altogether. But Nephilim comes from the Hebrew word nephal, which means to fall. So literally, the Nephilim means the fallen ones. And these are what you and I would call fallen angels. But I don't like the word angels, Dana, because every time you mention the word angel, people get a little mind picture of a naked cherubim with no genitalia and a little bow and arrow trying to go around and shoot people in the heart, make them fall in love. Or else perhaps they think of some guy with long blonde hair and 15-foot wings and a big spotlight behind them. But when you go and study the appearance of angels, in fact, a better word for angel would be messenger or agent. Everywhere these guys appear in Scripture, in the Old Testament and the New Testament, they're always called men. They look like men. They dress like men. They eat, they drink. They've been mistaken as men. And so they are men, but they're spirit men. You and I are flesh and blood. These guys are spirit. We do not know what spirit is, but they're not constrained by the ordinary laws of physics as you and I are.
Okay. Before you get on now, let's discuss this a little bit. Now, these entities, now we can call them Nephilim. Now, you know, we have a lot of people that talk about seeing races of Nordic aliens and various other types. Now, what do you think how these might relate to the Nephilim as we know it? And are the Nephilim, now, from what you say and what I've understood, now, see, I believe it's from the metaphysical that, actually manifests itself, into the physical realm. And so now these Nephilim, when they're coming again, these will be actual beings, appear as physical beings then.
Yeah, well, I believe that angels are actually look like us. That's why it says three times in Genesis, let us make man in our image, in the image of God made he man. And several, half a dozen times in the New Testament, we're told that we're made in the image of God. When they asked people to show us your father, he said, he who has seen me has seen the father. In other words, I believe one of the reasons he said that was because he looks like his father. And where these men appeared, anytime men appeared, like angels, Gabriel, Michael, it was always, when the women went to the tomb, there was two men sitting there who said, why seek ye the living among the dead? When they were on the Mount of Olives and Jesus Christ ascended, it said two men stood by them in white clothes. They are men. It's just that they are spirit men. That's what they are. They look like us. They eat, they drink. When Satan and these other guys appear, that's what they're going to appear as. When the original fallen angels, and Nephilim means the fallen ones, because they fell from heaven, fell from grace, and fell to earth. And when they descended on Mount Hermon in the days of Jared, according to the book of Enoch, they appeared as gods. And they were gods, because they are of God, they are gods with a small g, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
But they're spirit men, beautiful looking, I can guarantee you, full of wisdom, full of knowledge, full of magic, and full of evil. And I believe that they were full of charm also, as Lucifer and Satan is. And that the women were irresistible to these beautiful looking gods, and that's how they appeared. And that is, I think, the UFO connection that's going to happen in the future, Dana. Again, we're jumping ahead of ourselves. Now, when these guys come back, they may come back as gods again and tell the rest of the people on the Earth that they're going to bring the Earth to the next level of evolution, that they're going to get rid of war and rid of famine and rid of sickness and rid of hunger, and there will be a pseudo-peace for a while. But I think this is what you're seeing with all these UFO sightings that are happening, with abductions, with all these programs we have on the television at the moment, from Dark Angel, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. We've got one on ABC recently, I believe, called The Fallen Ones. There's all sorts of information about this, because I believe the enemy is preparing the world for what's coming down the tubes. But I think they're going to appear as men, and I believe that that's what they are, because the Bible says that they are men, but not flesh and blood men like you and I. And
well, this... when we talk about this now, okay, and I know Tom Horn relates us, in talking with Terry James, he follows this line pretty closely, and that is, when these Nephilim came down and cohabited, you know, with women, the biggest question of it is that if these are spirits, how can they cohabit with a woman? And of course, then you have the fact that the thought that they use science or transgenics or something like that. And if these are God types, you know, why are they in, you know, UFO vehicles, et cetera, et cetera? And the other thing is that what you said earlier is that these beings, and if you research it, you will see that they are bringing in this message of this next step in man's evolution.
Absolutely. Well, the answer to the first question about how can they mate with human women and produce kids is, I don't know. I don't know how that works, but I know that God did it with Mary, and these guys, we must remember, are powerful supernatural spirit beings. I think that they were involved in genetic manipulation way back there, and that's how they produced their offspring, which were giants in size. These were the giants on the earth, the Gibbor, as was Og, the king of Bashan, Goliath, etc., etc. And I think that they were also messing around with other things at that time too, Dana, insofar as in Greek and Roman mythology, we have many instances of half-human, half-animal beings. And in my book, The Nephilim, I have some pictures from an obelisk in the British Museum, which are just incredible. They have all these little hieroglyphs on them, of ordinary scenes like horses, elephants, chariots, soldiers, guys with bows and arrows, etc. And mixed in there are some incredible hieroglyphs, which they're like photographs of things that are half animal, half human. You would see an animal with a man's head on it, or another animal that looks like a monkey and he's got human hands and human feet. And then in Greek and Roman mythology, of course, we had the minotaurs and the centaurs, which were half man, half horse. We had the stories of Pan, which came from a place which was Caesarea in the time of Jesus Christ. But prior to that, in the Old Testament, was known as Panias. And prior to that, it was known as Panias, and then Panias, which was the place of Pan. And Pan was supposed to be half goat and half man. And he would have orgies with the nymphs and with the other satyrs who are half man and half animal as well. So during these drunken orgies, Pan would go nuts and probably kill a few people. And that's where we get the word panic from, and pandemonium. And pandemonium actually is interesting because it's spelled P-A-N-D-E-M-O-N, pandemon. So if you go and look at the hieroglyphs and then you go to Egypt, I was there a few years ago, you'll see these half-human, half-animal things all over the place, like sphinxes. I saw one phrase in one particular temple where there was one man, some sort of a god, giving a platter to another god who was sitting on the throne, and the platter consisted of a small sphinx. It looked like a boy of about 5-6 years old with a lion's body, and they were all three were smiling. The other two looked like perfectly normal men. But this, to me, looked like a photograph of what was going on. Now, why would they have all these hieroglyphs all over the place if they didn't exist? So I think that they were messing around with human DNA and the seeds of women even way, way back then. And we're told, again, the Book of Enoch is a source of great information for filling in a lot of the gaps and the blanks that we're not given in Genesis, because there's very little about the minor details regarding this stuff in the Bible. But the Book of Enoch gives all sorts of fantastic information. And the only reason I give the Book of Enoch any credence, Dana, is because he Jude, in the Epistle of Jude, just before Revelation, and Jude was the half-brother of Jesus Christ. He was the son of Joseph and Mary, one of the brothers of Jesus Christ. He quotes directly from the Book of Enoch. So if it's good enough to be quoted in Jude, which is the Word of God, then it's good. Then we can learn something from it. So I don't know how that these Nephilim, fallen angels, did or could have sex with women, but that's what the Bible tells us. So we just have to accept that that's what happened.
Now, when we follow the giants of the land, you can follow that thread through the Old Testament, and Israel actually defeated them. Now, today, though, you know, we think of all these beings as being non-existent, you know, but we have lots of stories from witnesses, credible witnesses, too, of these Nordics and many others. We have others. Now, I've heard an email to talk to people that are Christians who have sworn that they've been in places where these beings have kept laboratories and have kidnapped people and stuff like that. Now, in your end-time scenario, do you see these working with the governments, you know, the human governments, to bring in this new age?
I presume, I know they are, but I don't know the ins and outs of it. All I try to go to, Dana, all the time is see what the Scripture says and see how that lines up. And you remember in John chapter 8, where when Jesus was arguing with the chief priests and the Pharisees, they said to him, we be of our father Abraham. And he said to them, you are of your father the devil, and the works of your father ye will do. He was a murderer and a liar from the beginning, and abode not in the truth. So he literally was saying to these guys, you are of your father the devil. So there definitely is a connection between these guys and the devil. Now, these guys were the ruling religious and political leaders of their day. They were the Sanhedrin, which were not just the religious rulers, they were the political rulers as well. So I don't think anything changes. So when we look at what's going on in the world, for instance, in Europe here, the political elite in Europe are turning Europe into a United States, a federal United States of Europe, just like you have in America. In America, it seems that they're making steps to bring Mexico and North America and Canada into one unit. You have the same going on in South America and in other places in the world. The Chinese in one place, the Muslims in another, Russia in another. And from my knowledge of what I think is going to happen in the apocalypse time, when it talks about the prophecy in Daniel about the statue and the future government in the apocalypse times, it describes 10 toes. And those 10 toes are made up of both miry clay and iron. And if you read Daniel chapter 2, verses 40 to 43, it talks about the miry clay and the iron mixed together. To make. And I believe that's a prophecy for the coming government that's going to be on this earth during the apocalypse under the rule of this political leader called the Antichrist, who's named, by the way, in Revelation chapter 9. It's Apollo, you know, Apollyon or Apollo. And these 10 toes, I believe, are 10 geopolitical regions, and that the people that are ruling them, it says in Daniel 2:43, they shall mingle their seed with the seed of men. Now, this is an obvious reference to the Nephilim. So when it talks about the miry clay in the toes, that's referring to human beings, because dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. That's the miry clay. And then the other part of the toes is made up of iron. And the reason it calls them iron is because these are supernatural beings. We are like clay compared to them, iron. They dash in pieces. They've got supernatural powers, supernatural wisdom. They're full of lying signs and wonders like the Bible says they're going to have. And they are the strength. And I believe that when it talks about the 10 kings in Revelation and the 10 toes in the book of Daniel in chapter 2, it's talking about 10 geopolitical regions that are going to be settled in this world under the rulership of humans and these Nephilim when these fallen angels come back. And I think that's what we're seeing in the world today with the emergence of the EU, the emergence of these geopolitical regions which seem to be coming into being. So from that point of view, Dana, you're exactly dead right. These guys are working with the ruling elite, the political elite, the globalists in the world today, in order to set this up and put this thing in train, what's coming down the tubes. Now, whether the human beings that are doing this wittingly or unwittingly, I do not know. But they must be, you know, the devil, Satan is the ruler of this world. And when he tempted Jesus Christ, he said, all this power will I give you, for it is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. So he's pulling the strings in the background. As I say, whether the humans know that this is exactly what's going on, I'm sure some of them are working directly from him, but maybe some of them are dupes. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you know, when I look at this whole scenario, I mean everything that we've been talking about, you know, I believe that there are wicked men who are in contact in almost a physical way with these particular beings. I believe they know what they're bringing in, and I believe also that the church, on the other hand, is totally ignorant of this, and they don't accept this. And I think the ones who aren't in the church, they just look at it as possible beings from other worlds, and I think the whole thing's going to come together. And I think there's no doubt about it that Israel's going to be smack dab in the middle of it. They're going to be totally anti-Israel and Christian. And I really believe the message for the day and the hour is the message for the church to wake up. And to be prepared and to understand what is coming down. And because I get a lot of emails from people who are subjected to demonic attacks, you know, UFOs, alien things, you know, you name it, and they're all being bothered by stuff with a great amount of fear. So I think we need to take the authority that Christ has given us. We need to understand what's happening and be prepared, because I think, just like you said, the apocalypse is soon. Now, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we want to talk about your book, Apocalypse Soon, coming out from Anomalos, and how all this might tie in together, and take it from there. So on the other side of the break, we are talking right now with Dr. Patrick Heron, and we are discussing a lot of things, the Nephilim, the pyramid, and we're going to be discussing Apocalypse Soon. And we will do that right on the other side of the break. Hot Prophecy Updates. You can get free updates delivered straight to your desktop. Top headlines, articles, research, author interviews, just like this one that we're having right now. Radio shows, archives, teaching, special offers, and more from the Watchman Institute for Biblical Research. Many have done it. You need to do it too. Get your free prophetic newsletter delivered straight to your desktop. And we do this 3-4 times a week, depending on what we have going on the websites, Warren Radio. And we let you know about all the articles and different things that are going on. So if you want to get it, go to wingswatchman.org or ddayforamerica.com or warren-usa.com. Now there you will find a little ad sign-up box called Get Hot Prophecy Updates and a little square where you can put in your email address and click the join button. Now this is called Safe Subscribe. Now we don't reveal your address to anyone, and you can unsubscribe at any time. So don't miss your free weekly updates and more delivered 2 to 3 or more times a week. So stop by and check it out. Now you are listening to the WARN Network. That's the Watchman Alert Radio Network. Now we have live broadcasts throughout the week. We have 24-hour streaming 7 days a week featuring special segments and many other things. On Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard, we have Hot Prophecy News. Now, on Thursday nights, we're in the preparation room at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, we're going through the book D-Day for America. Now, on Friday, 9 p.m. Pacific, you listen to WARN Radio Into the Night. Now, this particular broadcast goes throughout North America on the American Voice Radio Network. And you can listen on KU band FTA satellite Galaxy 25, Telstar 5, Transponder 5. Now, go to warn-usa.com. That's our radio page, radio site, and you can get all the information there. So that's the WARN Network, where we publish and announce and let it be known for everybody, everywhere, that they need to repent and seek the Lord Jesus Christ. Now today we are talking with Patrick Heron. Now, I'll tell you, intensely interesting. He has done a lot of research, and I'll tell you, when you let this guy go, it flows. Are you there, Patrick?
I am. I'm sorry about that, Dana. You know, I am Irish, and you heard about kissing the Blarney Stone, didn't you?
Hey, you know, I am glad to hear that. I've been accused a time or two of doing that, and when you do interviews, you got to remember that, you know, the guy that's doing the interview, he's the one that's supposed to be doing most of the talking. Now, you have a website and contact. You want to give that real quick before we move on?
Yeah, my website, I've shortened my website. It's much easier than it used to be. It's www.neph.ie. That's neph.ie. So on my website, you'll get links to other stuff that I've done there, to Barnes & Noble and the Nephilim, my DVD, Return of the Nephilim. But if you want to get Apocalypse Soon, which is the book I've done with Tom Horn on Anomalous Publishing, then you get that on www.survivormall.com, SURVIVOR mall.com. And Apocalypse Soon is a great little book. It's been republished in the United States, and it's been updated. It was a bestseller here in Ireland 10 years ago when I did an interview on national radio, and the guy said he read it in one sitting and he was gripped. And it's a fantastic book for people who are starting off in the book of Revelation and the prophecies. And it's also for a great little book for evangelizing, for giving to people, friends, family, people in work that you know that are non-Christians. It's not a big technical weighty poem that it takes people a month to read and they just don't read it. You read this in two evenings, one evening, two evening, and it's very in your face. It's like a sawn-off shotgun, and it's very short. As my father used to say, it's short and sweet like a NASA's gallop. And it's a great little book, and it's what I call milk. If you're interested in prophecies of the end times, it's a fantastic little book. But if you want steak or meat, then get the Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse. And it will definitely rattle your cage, and your ghast will be flabbered. And again, it's a fantastic book for giving to non-Christian people, because out in the secular world, non-Christian people are very, very interested in the pyramids, Stonehenge, Easter Island, New Grange, Machu Picchu, Angkor Wat, the great pyramids of Mexico and stuff like that. And I'm using all those ancient monuments to get people in, to draw them into what I'm talking about, the Nephilim, the fallen angels, and who built these, because I believe it was the fallen angels that built all these ancient monuments. It definitely wasn't the ancient Egyptians, because we couldn't even build the Great Pyramids today with all the money and technology we have. So I'm using all that to get non-Christians into it. Then in the second half of the book, I go into the apocalypse, prophecies of the end times, and the signs that will precede this imminent happening. And then I tie in the Great Pyramid of Giza with a city that's described in great detail at the end of the book of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 1, 21. It talks about a new heaven and a new earth. It describes this heavenly city. It's called the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven. And it's going to descend onto the new earth. This is when the apocalypse is over, when the millennial reign of Jesus Christ is over, when everything is done and dusted. It says the whole cosmos is going to be burned up. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And the New Jerusalem comes down out of heaven and descends onto this new earth. And it describes this future city in great detail. We're told all the different stones it's made out of. We're given the thickness of the walls. We're told that the river of life flows out of it. The tree of life is in it for the healing of the nations. It says it has 12 gates made out of a single pair of each. And at the end of this lengthy description, we're given the dimensions of this future city, which is the heavenly Jerusalem, the New Jerusalem. And we're told its length and its breadth and its height is the same. I believe that that is a pyramid in shape. So there's a direct connection between the Great Pyramid of Giza, built some 5,500 years ago in the dim, distant, primeval past, and this future pyramid city, which is called the City of God, the New Jerusalem, Mount Zion, which is to come down out of heaven in the future. And so my book, The Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse, is for the first time ever in a book, is making this connection between the two. So if you really want some good steak to get your teeth into, then I can recommend that. As I say, you can get it in Barnes & Noble or Borders, or you can get it on my website, and it's freely available. So, sorry, that's my plug, Dana. Sorry to cut you out there.
No, that's quite all right. You know, there's one thing that we see. You know, we see all these different type of aliens and everything, and we speak of the Nephilim and the giants, and they're huge and tall. You know, there's no doubt that people are seeing things, that they're seeing, you know, spacecraft of some kind. And, you know, in research and some of this myself, you know, there's one thing that these guys always bring. You know, we're starting a new world, you know, we're going to bring you to the next evolution, you know, we created Jesus Christ, you know, and the lies go on and on and on and on. And so it's not entirely out of the realm, you know, to think that these particular beings, you know, and again, like you said, the Book of Enoch, you know, these watchers that came down, it's not out of the realm that they could actually create other beings and put all this together and bring the delusion, set the stage for the end times that we're in.
Absolutely.
And when we're talking about this, now, do you see a super UFO showdown? You know, we have this 4th of July, Independence Day, I think, a popular UFO, you know, where the aliens have the UFO over the White House, you know.
Well, actually, this is what I see. Well, I don't know if I see this, Dana, but I'll tell you one of the things I've learned in the last year or so. A guy contacted me, a Christian guy from New Zealand. I think he was an Australian guy in New Zealand. And he told me that he had a vision in New Zealand last year, or a year and a half ago. And he said in this vision, somebody said, look, it said he was on a high mountain, and somebody said, look, and he looked up, and he said he saw all these pyramids coming down. And then somebody said, or he said, the Nephilim are here. And he said, these pyramids came down to earth out of the sky, and he said, some of them are as big as the Great Pyramid of Giza. Now, that's it in a nutshell. Since that, I've come across two other emails from people that have said that they had a vision of the future. One was a guy from Texas, just an ordinary guy, was a security guard, married with kids. He told me some pastor laid his hands on him back in the mid-90s, and he got saved. And he said he's had about 30 visions, and in two or three of these visions of the future, he's seen these pyramids come down and descend on the earth, and all these guys come out of them, and he said they look like zombies, which is an interesting thing, because angels are spirit beings. They don't have soul life, and the life of the soul life is in the blood, according to Leviticus 17:11. The seed is carried, or the soul life, the blood life is carried from the seed of the man, from the man to the son, and because we have soul life, that comes through the blood. These guys don't have blood, so they don't have any souls, per se. And it was interesting, I thought, that he said they looked like zombies. Then I found another vision that somebody wrote way back in the 80s, and it said the exact same thing. They said they had a vision of these pyramids descending out of the earth, out of the sky, and coming in the future, and that these were the Nephilim coming back. Now, I think this is interesting because, number one, as you know, and as many of your listeners know, that the devil, Satan, Lucifer, and these guys, they always copy or imitate, or ape what the true God does. I mean, when the Antichrist comes back, anti means in the stead of Christ, he's coming back as the Messiah. He's going to put himself forward as the true Messiah. They always imitate things. When I believe the Nephilim built the Great Pyramid of Giza, but they did this as an earthly imitation of the city that they had come from, the heavenly Jerusalem, which is where Jesus Christ is now, sitting on the right hand of his Father. When he said, in my Father's house are many mansions, I go to prepare a place for you, that's where he went to, in this pyramid city, Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Now the devil, Satan and his mates, his comrades, they know that the Great Pyramid of Giza is going to come down out of the sky, out of heaven, and descend onto the new earth in the future. So would it not make sense that they may come down in pyramid shape, quote, end of quote, spacecrafts, descending onto this earth, and then point into the Bible and say, look, it says it in the book of Revelation, that the pyramids are going to come down. They might even point to Isaiah chapter 19, verse 19 or 20, which talks about the Great Pyramid of Giza being an altar and pillar in the middle of Egypt and at the border at the same time, and that it will be a sign and a witness unto God in the end days, in the last days, in that day. So they could very possibly do this, descend in pyramid-shaped spaceships, as it were, and use the Bible to deceive the people in the great delusion, as you mentioned, or the great deception, as you mentioned, to say, this is Jesus Christ, this is the true Messiah, this is God in Christ coming back again to deceive the whole nation. So that would make sense to me. And that would start to tie in a little bit, maybe, where it talks about in Revelation 6, where Paul, in the Revelation, talked about the stars of heaven falling to earth, like figs falling from a fig tree shaken by a mighty wind. Now, those stars of heaven is a metaphor for the angels of heaven, because ordinary stars don't fall to the earth. They burn up in outer space. And it says they're going to fall to earth like fig trees falling from a fig leaf. And in Revelation 12, it does say that there's going to be a future war in heaven. I do not believe that the devil and his angels were kicked out of heaven thousands of years ago. Because it says in there that in the future, this hasn't happened yet, it says there's war in heaven. Not a battle, but war. And it says there's a war between Michael and his angels and the devil and his angels. And it says they prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And they were cast down to the earth. And it says, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, because the devil is cast down, and he is very wroth, because he knows his time is short. And it also says that he appears day and night before the throne of God, accusing the brethren. That's what he's doing at present. He still has access to the throne of God to accuse the brethren, which is us, and say, look at that Paddy Heron fellow down there, he's a sinner. You know, he had too many pints of Guinness the other night. You know, that's what he's doing right now. But in the future, they're getting the boot. And around the time they fall to earth, and I believe they're going to be manifest on the earth at that time, leaving their spiritual abode, then Apollo, or Abaddon, and the rest of those other Nephilim, the original guys that are locked up in there since the days of Noah, they are going to be released onto the world too, and be manifest to the people of the world. And so that's the great delusion and great deception that's going to happen in the future, Dana. So maybe, I'm not saying this is for sure going to happen, I'm just telling you about these three visions that these people had. And why wouldn't people have visions? I mean, Peter said in Acts chapter 2, on the great day of Pentecost when he got up, he said, this is like that which the prophet Joel spoke about. And he said, in those days, in the last days, your young men, I will pour out of my spirit upon all men, your young men shall prophesy, your old men shall see visions, your young men shall have visions. So maybe that's the way they're going to appear. And maybe that's why the pyramid shape shows up in so many things like crop circles and on the back of the dollar bill and the Masons and other places. You know, the Great Pyramid is the center of this thing. So perhaps that's going to happen. I'm not saying it's exactly going to happen. I didn't get a vision, but it would make sense to me.
Well, you know, there's no doubt about it that when we look at this, you can't discount everything that's happening. And then you put together with all the other things that are happening, especially the science, you know, and the move in the world to bring everything together, that, you know, there's something happening. You know, the pressure on Israel, to even right now, from the United States to destroy Israel, to get it to give up part of its land. You know, and here in America, you know, there is a great falling away here. There is a lot of things happening here. You know, that's why I wrote my own book, D-Day, for America. You know, there's no doubt about it that we are close. Now, we are just a couple of minutes from wrapping up. And what we might want to do now, Patrick, is sum this up, you know, in a couple of minutes. And, you know, where, you know, what do you suggest that the believers are doing today?
Well, I think what believers need to do, especially people who are interested in prophecy and interested in, and because a lot of the church is asleep. But, you know, at the end of the book of Daniel, Daniel asked Gabriel, he asked the man Gabriel, what do these prophecies mean and when shall they come to pass? And Gabriel more or less told him to mind his own business. And he said the prophecies are sealed up until the last days. And it's because we're in the last days now that these things are being revealed, Dana. The word apocalypse in Greek is apokalypsis. It means unveiling, as in the taking of a veil away to reveal the face. And everybody's going to see the face of Jesus Christ in the near future when he comes back. Both, even those who pierce them. And, you know, all nations are going to quake because of him. And it's also like the pulling back of the curtains to reveal what's behind the curtains on a stage, as it were. So what we need to do is we need to get into this stuff. We need to reach out to other church members who are not into the prophecies yet and let them know that, look, at the book of Revelation is the direct revelation of Jesus Christ to his servants to show unto them things which must shortly come to pass. And there's nothing like prophecies of the end times to get people on the ball. Because if you know that maybe tomorrow you might be looking into the face of Jesus Christ, and giving an account of yourself, then it motivates you to get off your butt and do something and to get your house in order. It also is very exciting. It's an open door of utterance for speaking the word to non-Christians, and they know that things are not right at the moment. They see the straws in the wind at the moment. People are looking at the governments. They're looking at what's happening in the world. They're looking at the storms, the wars, the famines, the earthquakes. They know things are not right. So it's an open door to evangelize. So that's what I would advise people to do. Buy your book, read it, hand it away, give it away. Read my books, give them away, and tell the people, other people to give them away. We have to reach out and win another soul for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's get the church of the body of Christ filled up, and the sooner we do that, the better. But it makes it exciting, and I think we live in very exciting days, which are full of problems, but also full of great opportunities. And I'd like to thank you, Dana, for having me on your show and allowing me to speak and talk to your listeners at this time.
Well, Patrick, I'll tell you, it's been fun and interesting. You know, whenever you get on this, the time flies by. And, you know, especially when you get in areas that seem to be, in a part where a lot of the church just classifies as being nuts. Although, you know, there's more and more that are coming out all the time. But the thing of it is that no matter what happens, you know, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And that as long as we have the Lord Jesus Christ, there is hope, you know. And he said he would never leave us nor forsake us, you know. And so there's a lot of hope there. But like you said, and I've said it many times myself, these are exciting times. And I want to thank you for calling us all the way across the seas on the internet and stuff, and being able to get together. That's the great thing about technology, and we thank the Lord for it, that we're able to do this and get the Word of God out. And we can broadcast a message, you know, throughout North America on satellite. We can broadcast it around the world on the internet. I mean, this is the Word of God that goes out, a warning. And we've been talking to Dr. Patrick Herron. And he was born in Dublin, Ireland. And he's got a book coming out, Apocalypse Soon, from Anomalos Publishing. And Tom Horn is a publisher there. And that was what? SurvivorMall.com, if you wanted to.
SurvivorMall.com, and my website is neph.com. Or neph, excuse me, .ie, neph.ie. And thank you once again, Dana, and God bless, and thank you very much to all your listeners out there all around the world, from Paddy the Irishman over here in the Emerald Isle.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent WARN Health News Bulletin. Attention. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Now, we have an immediate need for 77 WARN listeners to test an amazing blacklisted compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, brain function, reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this remarkable substance. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a small amount is available to my listeners. Shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis. So it's important that you take immediate action. Go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's www.blacklistedherb.com. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com or call 815-259-4552 for details. That's 815-259-4552 for details. tick, tick, tick. The clock of time keeps running. The prophetic scheme of the Lord never stops. Are you ready for what is coming? Do you know how to prepare? Did you know that you were born for such a time as this? I urge you today to get the book, D-Day for America. You can find out more at ddayforamerica.com, published by Zulon Press. You can pick it up at ZulonPress.com, Amazon, and many others. But you'll need the ISBN number. Tick, tick, tick. You know, God awakened me to a new burning fervor for Him. I had heard His voice time and again about this judgment coming upon America. But this time, I was in sheer pain of it all. It seemed so real. God was going to judge America. As tears ran down my face, I looked up. My heart was bursting from this message. Those things coming will make the hearts of men quiver and their knees shake with fear. The storm is coming, but God will meet with you there. It is in the midst of trials. We who are in the church, those who love God, will find our deepest comfort from Him, the God of all comfort. We were born for such a time as this. That's an excerpt from my book, D-Day for America. You can get the book today for $15.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. Just go to ddayforamerica.com or send a check to WIBR P.O. Box 280, Mills, Wyoming 82644. We also have the In the Light of Prophecy package as well. So look for the In the Light of Prophecy package or go to ddayforamerica.com for all the book offers. D-Day for America, Zulon Press, Amazon.com, and many others. Let the watchman declare what he sees. Get your free prophetic newsletter delivered to your desktop. Hot prophecy updates delivered 2 to 3 times a week. Top headlines, articles, research, author interviews, radio shows, archives, teachings, special offers, and more from The Watchman and the Watchman Institute for Biblical Research. Get your free prophetic newsletter delivered today. Just go to our websites, www.wingswatchman.org, www.ddayforamerica.com, www.warn-usa.com, and find the Get Hot Prophecy Update sign-up ad in the top by the nav bar. You'll find an email and join button with a box. Put your email address in the box and hit the join button. This is safe subscribe. We do not reveal this address to anyone, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Don't miss your weekly updates and more delivered 2 to 3 times a week, keeping you informed. That's free, hot prophecy updates delivered to your desktop. Sign up today. I want to thank you for listening in tonight. This is Warn Radio, Into the Night with the Watchman. Hear us every Friday night, 9 p.m. Pacific, 60 minutes, prophecy news, interviews, segments, and many other things. Don't forget to go to our site, warn-usa.com. That's just one of three we have. You can hear us on KU Band FTA Satellite, Galaxy 25, Telstar 5, Transponder 5, frequency 11836, symbol rate
20.770 PID 559 on the left side, or go online to our websites, warn-usa.com. Remember, this is the watchman, and you need to prepare yourself for what is coming. If you have questions or comments, email me, watchman, that's W-A-T-C-H-M-A-N, at wingswatchman.org. Or you can call me, area code 307-472-3082. That is 307-472-3082. If you have questions, you want to find out more about the book, or whatever, you want to know the websites, just remember, this is the watchman, and we're warning you, America and the church and the nations, preparing you for what is coming. Good night. God bless.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only. Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.